morning, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time, wherever you may be, when you hear this message, blessings all around. El Paso Realtor Jose Hernandez back in action. Forgive my voice for sounding kind of weird. I was in the hospital, but I'm back out. Everything's good, blessings all around, and we keep it moving. So I wanted to share with you what I was dealing with this past week while I was in the hospital. And if you're buying out in 79927, which is Socorro, Texas, there's a specific area of brand new development, brand new construction homes. I have a client, I was a listing agent, and they have a really nice house. They bought it in 2021, and they are transitioning to a different area to live, okay? And so a previous client referred me, and we worked together to put the house on the market, and we got an offer at $246,450, and it's VA financing. So we did the inspections, everything went well. We got to the appraisal. Now, if you're not familiar, the appraisal process, the bank, if it's not a cash transaction, the bank will only lend on the value of the home of what the appraiser assigns as, right? So in this case, since it's VA financing, we were given a notice of a Tidewater. Tidewater is, if you're using VA financing, that's the initiative that, or the term that they've come up, or the name that they've given, if the value that the appraiser thinks the house is worth is going to be short of the contract price, right? So if that is the case, they give us 48 hours to find comparable home sales within that area and to try to dispute it, right? That area, there's not really too many resale homes within that area, right? Because it's a fairly brand new construction subdivision, right? So two things that I learned with this transaction. Actually three. One, I reached out to the appraiser directly and I asked her, hey, there's really not too many comparable home sales within a 1 mile radius. Are you okay with us using new construction homes that have closed? And she said, yes. I was always under the impression that resale to resale and new construction to new construction, and you can interchange. So that clarified that. The second thing being is I also asked her if there is a cash transaction that has closed in the MLS, can that be considered as well? Because it's cash and it wasn't financed. And the answer to that was, yes, I can use those cash transactions as long as they're within market range, not too high or not too low, right? So two takeaways: you can compare new construction homes to resale homes if you have a Tidewater. You can use, or the appraiser would be willing to consider cash transactions if there are no comparable homes that fit that search criteria of within a 1 mile radius, right? Third thing being is the outcome of this transaction. We didn't win the Tidewater. So the appraiser, even though we gave her new comparable home sales that are on the same street within like the next block over, all, you know, four bedrooms, two bathrooms, 1,500 square feet, brand new construction homes at $250,000. She said that the house was only going to be worth $238,000, right? So that signals something. After I was given that news, I went on to the MLS. I started doing some digging. For the past 2 weeks, I did a quick search, and I looked at new construction homes that have closed in that same area out in the Hidden View Estates subdivision of Socorro, Texas. And I started noticing a lot of the new construction homes, they are not meeting contract price, right? And a majority of those homes are FHA and VA, right? So that signals that the appraisers are not giving full value. So if you're looking to buy in that area, right, you, not to say that this would happen, but more likely than not, you would have a discount on contract price. Just throwing that out there. That's your tip of the day, guys. Hope all is well. You guys stay safe. Wash your hands, eat right, love, give hugs, and we keep it moving. Just grateful to be back and talking with you guys, and we talk soon, okay? Thank you for listening, and God bless you.